Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that connects ideas to life and leadership. Today, on my walk, I'm thinking about rhetoric. I'm working my way through We Can All Do Better by former Senator Bill Bradley. Now, this is the second book of Senator Bradley's that I've read. I think he's written seven or so, and I'll read every one of them. I mean, this man is thoughtful, he's thought-provoking, he's challenging, and yet he does it in a way where he never comes across as an extremist or an alarmist. I love reading Bill Bradley's works. And in this particular work, We Can All Do Better, and in this particular spot, Senator Bradley is talking about Woodrow Wilson and his failed attempts to see the United States become a part of the League of Nations, which is really interesting because the League of Nations was Woodrow Wilson's idea. And what fascinates me is that despite the fact that President Wilson advocated for the League of Nations, the United States Senate decided to vote against the U.S. joining the League. And added to that bit of intrigue, in my mind anyway, is President Wilson's reputation for being this amazing man of rhetoric. And here's what Bradley writes.
When the United States' participation in the League of Nations was voted down in the Senate, Wilson left office a sick and dispirited man. He had raised the hopes of millions with his rhetoric of democracy. The League's eventual failure raised the question of whether his ideas had been workable or advisable.
And I find that so interesting, that rhetoric, great communication, by itself is not enough. The idea that we're proposing, it itself has to be both workable and advisable. And I thought to myself that when it comes to leadership in general and leadership communication in particular, before I even begin to speak or to paint a picture or share an idea or cast a vision, I need to make sure that I've got an idea and a plan that's both workable and advisable. Now, reflecting back on President Wilson, I'm quite confident that President Wilson didn't rush headlong, willy-nilly, into the idea of the League of Nations without discussing it with others. But I step back and I have to ask myself, did he do enough? And how about your idea? Have you put your idea before your counselors and your critics? Have you test-piloted your initiative? Have you considered what the negative voices around you might say? Have you really prayed this thing through? I mean, you could be the best communicator in the world, but if your idea is not workable or advisable, well, maybe, you know, maybe you just need to postpone it or put it aside altogether. And the only way to know that is for you and me, when it comes to these times, to humble ourselves and put our ideas before our counselors and critics before we start to communicate it to the masses. I think back to the Greeks, and Demosthenes was the Greeks' silver tongue orator. I mean, the guy was known for his rhetoric, his ability to communicate so well. And like Wilson, Demosthenes was a man that could just capture people's attention. He could make them spellbound, kind of like a Martin Luther King Jr. But Bradley's comment about something being both workable and advisable helps me to see that I may have all the skill in the world, all the communication capability in the world, and yet if I don't have a good idea or an idea whose time has not yet come, it's not going to fly. So today, on my walk, I'm making myself stop and say, is this idea I have both workable and advisable? If it is, well, then let the rhetoric flow. But until then, make sure this idea is both workable and advisable. Well, that's my thought on my walk. What you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.